Peyton, why is the apartment so hot? Did you forget to close the oven again?
I didn't forget. I thought we had one of those cool new ovens without a door.
Okay, those don't exist.
Oh, okay. Well, now I know that. But no, I haven't used the oven since we hired Brittany.
And honestly, thank God for her. I mean, that ramen she ordered for us last night was so good.
Why the hell is it so hot in here? I'm sweating in places I normally don't sweat in until at least June.
Yeah, I'm sweating in my July places.
Oh, that's rough.
I know. Don't look at me. I'm ashamed.
Are you two the most idiotic, snail-brained, pathetic duo to ever walk this earth?
No. But if we were, what would your point be?
Have either one of you geniuses bothered to check the thermometer? Because if you had, you might have deduced that it is 90 degrees outside today, despite it being February.
Oh, right. I remember that hot weather man saying we're gonna have a heat wave this week right before he ripped off his shirt and pants.
Right, that was porn.
Yeah, but the weather was accurate, so who cares?
Oh well, guess today's just gonna be a sweaty day.
Why don't you just turn on the aircon?
The what?
The AC.
Oh, yeah. The AC. Yeah, I'll just walk over here towards the kitchen to turn it on.
It's not over there.
I knew that. Yeah. I meant to walk here to the bathroom.
Not there either, Cornflake.
She's just being silly. Clearly, she knows in order to turn on this AC, you need to look under the couch.
Do you two really not know how to turn your air conditioner on?
Oh, air conditioner. Yeah, we have no clue.
Our last apartment wouldn't let us have AC, so we performed a dark ritual on each other to erase our memories of air conditioning so we wouldn't long for it in the summer.
Right. Well, the thermostat is right there on the wall. Just turn the knob to whatever temperature you want.
Oh, my God, this place is awesome. I'm going back to work. Try not to mistake the windows for the front door while I'm gone.
My God, what a helpful person that Jane is.
Should we be worried that it's 90 degrees in February? You know, that can't be good environmentally.
Please. There's nothing we can do about it. Our tax bracket isn't destroying the planet. That's the billionaires.
Don't we know a bunch of billionaires?
Yeah, but Kylie Jenner's in jail and hates us. The aliens who control Mark Zuckerberg are in jail but don't hate us. Jeff Bezos is dead, and Squagalotch can't remember he's a billionaire long enough to do harm to the planet, so...
Oh, okay. What about Tracy Chapman Russell?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about Tracy. But do you really think she's destroying the planet? I mean, she's probably really eco-friendly if you think about it. She goes door-to-door on foot, so that must reduce her carbon emissions.
Well, I mean, maybe we can call her and have her tell the other billionaires we don't know to stop ruining the environment.
What the heck? Speak of the devil, Tracy's calling me right now.
Rye, please do not say his name. You know he is always lurking in the guest bedroom.
Hello? Tracy?
Hi, Detective Rye. Were you and Peyton just talking about me just now?
Actually, yeah, we were. How did you know that?
There's this service that us rich folk have that alerts us anytime someone says our name. Normally, it's just some Mary Kay factory worker cursed them our name for selling products faster than they can make them. But when I saw your name, I thought I'd give you a call.
Oh, well, you know, we're always happy to hear from you. How have you been?
What she's saying. Put her on speaker. Hi, Tracy. Hi, Peyton. So, to answer your question, darling, I just finished an absolutely lovely retreat upstate with the best relaxation guru around.
Is relaxation guru a real job?
Well, I don't know, celebrity detective. You tell me. Ugh, a relaxation retreat sounds so nice right now. Me and Rye are so stressed out from being famous and solving murders and being constantly turned on by Jacob Elordi in a tuxedo. What was that last part?
Nothing.
Well, hey, why don't you two come up here right now? They're doing a couples retreat now that the single billionaires retreat is done, and I'm sure I could get your name on the list.
We'd love to, but we can't. We have to head over to Spitz headquarters right now. We're already running late.
Yeah, Squaglutch just texted me. You two coming? Need you to investigate murder of Durkle Jeepser. LOL, let me know. Who the hell is Durkle Jeepser?
I think he means Derek Jeter, the baseball guy. He probably used text-to-speech again.
No, he means Durkle Jeepser, the Hungarian chess champion.
The what? Ugh. We have to find out who killed a Hungarian chess champion.
Are we sure he didn't just accidentally die of boredom during a match? Oh, see, this is why you two should go on the retreat. Let me handle Squagalotch and the murder investigation.
No, we can't let a retired detective and a pedestrian solve a murder. It's unprofessional.
Well, technically, you two never undeputized me after that whole Paula Deen pop-up shop mess. Besides, it's a Hungarian chess champion. I'm sure there won't be any real celebrities there. We can totally handle it. I don't know, Tracy. Squawk doesn't like it when we miss investigations.
Right. We just had a conversation about wanting to be taken more seriously by him.
Oh, please. He'll be with me. He won't even know you two are gone. And I'll call you if I need anything at all. Don't worry. Go relax and have fun.
How are we even supposed to get there?
Oh, there's the car waiting for you downstairs. You're welcome. Bye-bye now. Okay. I guess we're going on a retreat. We better go pack quickly.
Pack what? I thought it was a nude retreat.
Oh, damn, I didn't think of that. Let's just pack clothes anyway, and we can throw them in a fire if we don't need them.
Okay, great idea. You don't think Squaglotch is gonna get too upset with us, though, right? Where the hell are those two? Durkle Jeepster's killers could be getting away! Oh, great! Now I have to answer the door! It better not be those mean Girl Scouts again. What the hell do you... Tracy?
Hey, Squoggy. Good to see ya.
What are you doing here?
Now, I sent the kids upstate for a couple's retreat. They need some time for themselves to relax. Figured we could solve the murder together if you want.
If I want? Well, Yeah, of course I want.
Oh, well then, come on, silly, let's go. Durkle Jeepster's killers could be getting away.
Oh boy, what do I need? I need my coat. No, it's 90 degrees. I need my notepad for note taking, of course. And I need my badge and a pencil. I can't forget a pencil. Should I bring a gun? Rye always brings a gun, doesn't he? Okay, I'll bring a gun.
Oh, don't forget to say that thing you always say.
What? The thing I always say? Right. All scenarios depicted in this podcast are entirely fictional. The use of all celebrity likenesses are purely for comedic use, and no celebrities were harmed in the making of this podcast. Whatever. Was that good?
Sounds good to me.
Oh boy, this is exciting! Now that Peyton and Rye are relaxing and we're solving the murder, we get to have an entire episode where I'm the star!
Oh, did you feel that?
Feel what?
I don't know. Felt like someone's dream of being a star just died when they realized the focus would still be on us for this episode.
Whatever. Stop breaking the fourth wall, we're supposed to be relaxing.
Did Tracy mention where upstate this retreat was?
Yeah, it's probably just like the Catskills or somewhere with a lot of trees. Why?
I don't want to go too upstate and end up in Alaska.
We're on the wrong side of the country. We'd probably end up in Canada, which isn't so bad.
Well, you know they call Canada Europe's Alaska.
What? Who does? Canada isn't even in Europe.
Well, neither is Alaska.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. Alaska makes me nervous.
Okay, well, we're just going to go a few hours out of the city, so try to relax. Trust me. We'll know if we somehow end up in Alaska.
Doesn't make me any more at ease.
Okay, fine. I know it will help both of us relax on our way to the retreat.
Monica Lewinsky's TED Talk.
Duh. Driver, the aux, please. Huh? I'm up. What's going on? Where are we? Peyton, wake up. We fell asleep listening to Monica Lewinsky's TED Talk again.
You'll never see your baby again, Shannon.
Peyton!
Huh? What? What happened? Where are we?
What kind of dream were you having?
What? Shut up. Where are we?
Open the window. I bet we'll find out.
Oh, please don't let it be Alaska.
Hello. I am Norway Yogurt, your relaxation guru. May I ask your names?
Ask us?
I'm Rye. That's Peyton.
Ah, I see. You are the friends of Miss Chapman Russell, yes?
Yeah, we're Tracy's friends. Sorry for falling asleep in the car. How long have we been here?
You have only just arrived.
And where are we exactly?
You're on my relaxation reservation in the beautiful upstate New York.
Not Alaska, right? You promise we're only in upstate New York?
Yes, upstate.
Upstate?
Upstate.
I've never heard an accent like that before. Where are you from?
At Pittsburgh.
Don't we know someone with the last name Yogurt?
Yeah, that wedding planner, I think.
Oh, what was her name?
You must be talking about my sister Caroline. She has planned a many weddings.
Wow. You two are like complete opposites. She was like
really high strung.
Yes, you are correct, Peyton. My sister is opposite to me. She is stressed while I am calm. She is burdened while I am free. She has diarrhea while I have very regular cycle.
So her name is Caroline and yours is Norway?
And why do you have an accent when she doesn't?
Are you sure this isn't all an act and your real name is Denise or something?
Okay, that would be hilarious.
Not enough. I'm Norway the relaxation guru. Please, now we must go meet the rest of the couples.
Oh yeah. Is it going to be an issue that we aren't a romantic couple? We know this is a couple's retreat, but we're just a platonic pair.
Yeah, I tried to fake it once while we were undercover, but needless to say, our cover was quickly blown.
And we were promptly removed from Maria Sharapova's house.
Oh no, you are mistaken on what type of couple's retreat this is. But that does remind me, I'm supposed to ask, which one of you is feral and which is normal?
What?
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining me on my relaxation reservation. Some of you have joined us of your own free will, while others are required to be here by a management team or court order. Regardless of the reason why you are here, everyone will be treated with the same level of passion, dignity, and respect. I hope together we can find the common ground and solve our problems through relaxation and hours upon hours of hard physical labor.
What is going on here? Why were some of you court-ordered to be here?
And why did you ask which one of us was feral?
No way. I was literally over here sitting and thinking, and then I heard you asking questions, and I was like, wait, like, who do I know that asks questions? Oh yeah, Peyton and Raya. Here you are. It's like, so crazy.
Timothy, aren't you supposed to be on the Dune press tour?
Yeah, I totally am. But as you heard Yogurt Lady say, some of us are required by law to be here.
You're here by law? What did you do?
No, you got it all wrong. I didn't do anything. It was Army.
Army Hammer?
Hi. Nice to meet you. You look delicious.
What?
You look lovely. I said lovely. Army Hammer cannibalism jokes in 2024. You guys are hilarious.
Ryan Reynolds, are you required by the law to be here too, or?
Of course not. We're Hollywood's favorite couple. We came here of our own free will. We?
Ryan, I'm blonde, beautiful, and rich. Did you forget?
No, Blake. I would never forget such an obvious thing about you. Seriously, do you know anything about my wife other than what she looks like?
Of course we do, right, Rye?
I know as much as a quick Google search will tell me.
I was in the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
You sure were, sweetheart. So, Rye, still doing character introductions on page 17? Is this going to be a long episode, or are we going to rush through the murder and interrogations in the next 20 pages or so?
Who are you talking to?
Oh, my bad. Did I pronounce his name wrong? I'm talking to Rye.
Yeah, Rye's right here. You didn't even look at him when you were speaking.
That's because I'm not talking to Detective Rye. I'm talking to the Rye who's writing the script. Apparently he just rewatched Deadpool, so breaking the fourth wall is gonna be my shtick.
But isn't Rye writing the lines you're saying to him? So you're, or he, is talking to himself or both of you, but with different voices?
Isn't that what this entire podcast is? Nailed it! Can we stop talking about me? My head is starting to hurt.
I have to go. I need to get ready for the Met Gala. The Met Gala isn't until next month. I know, but I don't really do anything else.
Peyton, I don't want to talk to them anymore.
Okay, we're just going to go and find someone else to talk to.
Have fun trying to do an Army Hammer impression.
Stop that.
Hey, Queen. So lucky to have another member of the Alphabet Mafia here. What's tea, baby?
Oh, Ariana Grande's brother. Yeah. And me too. Ariana Grande!
So if Army and Timothy are here by court order, and Ryan and Blake are here of their own free will, that must mean you two are here because your management team required it?
Yeah. They wanted Frankie to be more palatable to other audiences, so we're here so he can learn to calm down a little.
Totally! That is exactly why we're here.
Oh, Frankie, that's his name. I always just think of him as Ariana Grande's brother.
Okay, wait. I am just now processing what Ryan Reynolds said while breaking the fourth wall, and he mentioned something about a murder.
Ugh. Can't you, like, not write a murder into this episode?
It's too late, Peyton. We had this murder planned way before I started writing the episode.
God, this episode is getting way too meta. It's making me dizzy.
Let's just try to stay in the world for the rest of it. Is there another couple here that isn't in the room with us currently because they've been murdered?
Nah, no way. Like, not another murder. Oh, that's crazy. The Glasgow Willy Wonka immersive experience disaster movie script just got picked up and they're going to want me to reprise my role as Wonka. So it's like, I have to be safe. And, like,
yes. This is quite the predicament we've found ourselves in, Timothy. However, shall we proceed with our innocence?
Okay, Army, you either need to take a few steps away from me or turn the creepy dial all the way down.
Seriously, you sound like you're accusing a colonial woman of witchcraft.
Oh, the delicious smells of the accused burning for their sins. It's quite mouth-watering, wouldn't you say?
Okay. Who is the couple that's missing? We know there's one, and we want to find the bodies before Army Hammer does.
Excellent. Now that we are all acquainted, I will give a brief explanation of why you're all here.
What? No. The murder. Ryan's right. This has gone on way too long without knowing who's dead.
In each pair of two, one of you has been deemed extremely feral and dangerous, while the other one has been tasked with controlling your feral urges.
What?
It is obvious that Army is feral and Timothy is his keeper because of the cannibalism. Blake Lively has decided her husband, Orion Reynolds' sarcastic demeanor and deadpan sense of humor has become too much, so she will be acting as his keeper. And Frankie Grande has been tasked with controlling his sister, Ariana, to make sure she doesn't wreck any more homes.
Yeah, wait, what?
Yeah, sorry, Ari. Management thinks all the home wrecking is hurting your image, and we need to put a stop to it. They actually have no problems with me.
But I released Yes And. What else can I do?
Management doesn't have any issues with you?
No, ma'am. Why?
Huh. Interesting.
May I please continue? Our last couple, Justin and Haley Bieber, have already begun their relaxation journey and are meditating down by the Swan Lake.
Yep, that sounds like the missing couple to me. Okay, come on, everyone. We're taking a trip to the Swan Lake.
No. Everyone must take a different path on their journey. So I must ask that you do not go to the Swan Lake.
Stuff it, Denise. We're solving this murder before we can relax.
Okay, where the hell is the Swan Lake?
And why is this place so big? You know, land is expensive in New York. I should know. I recently tried to purchase a plot of land to make my own theme park.
It is right over this hill. Then we will see that the Justin and the Haley Bieber are enjoying the relaxation.
You don't look like the type to gamble, Norway, but I'd bet Rye that Justin and Haley are dead.
Bet me? I thought you stopped gambling.
Yeah, with money.
Here is the Swan Lake. As you can see, the Justin and the Haley are so relaxed that they are sleeping at the edge of the lake. Nothing is wrong, and so we return to the relaxation via.
Okay, no, Justin and Haley are not asleep. They've been mauled to death by swans. They're very aggressive, you know?
Wow. Mauled to death by swans. You really are running out of ways for people to die, Rye. How many episodes do you think you have left?
Shut the hell up, Ryan Reynolds.
Why did all of you even follow us to the crime scene anyway? You could have stayed back at the villa.
He's right, Ryan. Let's go. I have to go sit on the steps of the Met and try to figure out who Gossip Girl is.
Don't fret, vague, watered-down version of my wife. That show ended in 2012.
No one is going back to the villa. This is officially a murder investigation.
Please, if you allow me to consume the flesh of the deceased, I will gain access to their memories and you can tell who murdered them.
Timothy, I must ask you to control your feral friend. This is a great learning experience for you too.
Oh, right. Army, what did we say about eating people?
I believe the words you used were, nah, 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 nah.
That's right. Just say, nah, nah, nah.
Should we arrest Army Hammer for eating people?
Well, cannibalism isn't technically illegal. The legal part is usually how you acquire the dead body you're eating.
What?!
Yeah, the law is set up that way so plane crash survivors can't be prosecuted for, you know, surviving.
Right. But do you really think Army Hammer legally happened upon some dead bodies to eat?
I mean, those aren't the dead bodies we need to be worrying about right now.
What if they just came here by themselves and accidentally died? Then we can say thank you next.
Oh, wow. Using pop star song lyrics in their dialogue. Don't you think the audience heard enough of that last episode with Lana Del Rey?
Okay, no need to be so rude, Ryan.
Me? Rye is writing my lines and saying them in my voice. I have no agency here.
Oh yeah, he's right. Rye, why are you bashing your own writing?
I don't know. Sometimes it's hard to remember what references I want to make. And it's not like there are any donuts around here for Ariana to lick. I was on Big Brother.
Okay. You just keep doing what you're doing. It worked fine for this long.
Yeah. That's what we should all be striving for. Fine. God, I really hate Ryan Reynolds.
He's not going to respond to that?
No. He isn't. I decided I'm getting the last word. Actually, no. I'm going to make Blake Lively say another movie she was in.
The Shallows.
Okay, everyone, thank you so much for coming back to the Relaxation Villa for interrogations. Ryan and I are just going to ask some questions and try to end this hullabaloo.
No, unfortunately, we must be ending the hullabaloo now. I am to guide you all on your relaxation journey starting now. We are already behind on the schedule.
Yeah, no, sorry. We have to solve this murder first. We kind of get priority over everything. It's how the show works.
No. That is not okay. You have already turned my relaxation retreat into a circus, and I will not allow you to jeopardize my good name.
Good name? You don't have a good name, lady. Your name is Norway Yogurt. Why don't you just go light a candle and then let us solve this murder, maybe put out some pastries. Will there be donuts?
You will be sorry you disrespected me, Detective Peyton. You have just made a big mistake. Big, big mistake.
No, the big mistake was trying to speak in the accent when you can't maintain consistency.
Jeez, Peyton, I've never seen you get into a cat fight like this before. Yes, it's very enticing. Do you think any blood will be shed? I'd love to taste how committed you are to your job.
You know, Army, I gotta hand it to you. You are an amazing actor. I never would have guessed you were this damn creepy after watching Call Me By Your Name.
He played a 24-year-old who had a romantic relationship with a 17-year-old. You couldn't tell he was a creep?
You know what I mean.
No, I don't.
Whatever. Josh is almost done looking at the bodies. Let's start the interrogations now so we have something by the time he finishes his forensic stuff. We can grab Frankie and Ariana first.
Yes. Great idea. You grab Frankie and Ariana, and I will go assist Josh in his endeavors. I'll go see if I can find some rosemary and thyme for his body. I'll go see if I can find some clues on the bodies. Don't you dare eat our forensic guy, Army Hammer. I know he's scrumptious, but it would literally be impossible to find someone as good as him who will work for next to no pay.
Rye, can we please just ignore him and focus on these two? Are you two ready to start the interrogation?
Yes!
Yeah. Okay, Ariana and Frankie, we already know why you're here, so why don't you tell us what you were doing right before you came here?
Slay! Of course, honey! We just finished filming Wicked Part 2.
Oh, you're both in Wicked?
Of course! I'm always around Ari anyway and nearly impossible to get rid of, so the director thought it would be easier to put me in a flying monkey costume and be in the background rather than edit me out of every shot that Ariana's in. I'm assuming you've met Justin and Haley before today, right?
Yeah. Me and Haley were always running into each other at Justin's house.
Justin's house? Didn't Justin and Haley live together?
I never asked.
Well, what were you doing at Justin's house?
Trying to steal Justin.
I can't imagine Haley liked that very much. You trying to steal her husband must have made her angry with you.
She was mad, but I didn't care. I just love married men so much.
So, did you maybe tell Haley to go to the Swan Lake to get mauled by the swan so you could have Justin all to yourself?
Oh, of course not. If Haley's dead, then Justin isn't married. He's widowed. I don't fuck with that. Too many people have died near me. I'm constantly at risk of being haunted.
Who else do you know that has died?
Well, there's Malcolm, and the people who died at that one concert of mine, and Jeanette McCurdy.
Jeanette McCurdy isn't dead.
Really? Dan Schneider told me she died from foot cancer, and that's why I needed to keep letting him check my feet, since he was the only one who could detect foot cancer.
Once again, I really can't believe we have never investigated Dan Schneider's murder. Seems like one of these child stars should have killed him years ago.
We're getting off track. Is there any other reason one of you might have wanted Haley or Justin dead?
No way, Miss Slay. Haley and Ariana would never do anything to harm one another because they're in constant competition. So you can come up with the worst beauty brand. Without Rem Beauty, Road Beauty would be nothing, and vice versa. They need each other's beauty brand to stay relevant.
What about Selena Gomez?
Or Halsey?
Or J-Lo?
Lady Gaga?
Rihanna?
Drew Barrymore.
Victoria Beckham.
Victoria Beckham?
Yeah, Victoria Beckham.
She has a beauty brand?
Yeah, Victoria Beckham Beauty.
Okay, there are officially too many celebrity beauty brands.
I know, and you want to talk about feral humans. I'm surprised that Vicky and David aren't here.
No, none of those brands count. They're either too legit to compete or too irrelevant for us to care. Besides, Ariana and Haley have, like, the same vibe, so it only makes sense to match them up.
Don't say that about Ariana. She's your sister.
Fine. If you two didn't kill her, did you see anything suspicious happening before me and Peyton got here?
Well, Army Hammer kept trying to put barbecue sauce on me.
Yeah, that's not suspicious for him.
Yeah, Timothy really needs to do a better job watching him.
Oh, Timothy was busy fighting with Justin. Clock that T.
Fighting about what?
Dunno. Better go ask him. Timmy, Timmy, Timmy. How are ya?
Thriving. Everyone wants me in movies for some reason, so, you know.
That is so great. Everyone wants us to solve murders.
Whoa, we're like both so highly sought out in our fields. How many Oscar noms do you have?
None.
My condolences, bro.
Yeah, anyway, since we've done this little dance before and we have such a good rapport, you're just gonna tell us the truth right away, right?
I mean, yeah, like, I'll do whatever I can.
Unless a lie would be more delicious on my tongue. Sometimes the more dastardly option is what appeals more to my senses.
Okay, first question is, why does Army Hammer speak like a fairy tale villain?
My father was the big bad wolf.
Like the one who blew those houses down?
Precisely. He desired the tender pig flesh hiding inside, so he took drastic measures. Very admirable, if you ask me.
Army, you're so crazy. I'm gonna miss you so much when you're in jail soon.
Okay, anyway, the real question. Timothy, what were you fighting with Justin about before we arrived?
Oh, shit. Someone told you about that? Oops. Basically, the dude said he would have been a better Wonka than me, and I just couldn't have that.
So you got into an argument over who would be the better Wonka? Not something important?
It's important to me, Detective Rye. He even had his own Wonka hat. As soon as he put it on, I saw my chances of a sequel slipping away.
What about Haley? What was she doing?
She was dressed as an Oompa Loompa.
Okay, thought so. So you were afraid Justin was going to steal your role, and so you tricked him into going to the Swan Lake to get murdered so you could ensure any Wonka sequels would be starring you?
Precisely.
What? No, Irby, no, 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 that is not what happened. Like, no, no, no.
Well then, what did happen, Timothy?
Well, I actually wasn't here when Justin and Haley went to the lake.
Great. Where were you?
Well, after I stormed off with Justin's hat, I thought I caught a glimpse of Lohanthony running through the woods. Then I heard a commotion inside and saw Army putting barbecue sauce on Ariana and Haley. So I grabbed him and took him outside, and we used his expert tracking skills to find Lohanthony.
Why would Lohanthony be running around in the woods of upstate New York?
Apparently, there's a conversion camp right on the other side of the trees that Lohanthony works at. I tried to find his scent, but was unsuccessful in doing so.
Yeah, I've been searching for him since we did that movie together in 2016. He still hasn't completed my Venmo request of $13.
Okay, choosing to believe that that insane alibi is true, did you see anything suspicious before we arrived? Silly detective. We were on the hunt. We didn't have time to delay in the lives of others.
No. I heard Norway telling Ariana and Haley to go somewhere to wash the barbecue sauce off, but, like, that's it.
Okay. That's everything, I guess.
Thank you, young, succulent child.
Oh, wait. Did you guys find Lohanthony?
No. But the hunt shall continue. We will not rest until we stand in front of the boy's lifeless body.
Yeah, like, or just until I get my $13.
Okay, so we need to go talk to Norway now. It seems like she was the last person to see Haley and Justin alive. Peyton, where are you going? Norway's over here.
I'm not going to go talk to Denise. I'm going to go talk to Ryan Reynolds.
No, not him. Why?
Because he knows everything, so I'm just going to go ask him who killed the Beavers and why.
What? Can you do that?
I don't see why not. Ryan, we need to talk.
Oh boy, here we go.
Are you finally here to ask me about the struggles of being a beautiful blonde woman in society? Finally. Every day is so difficult because I'm so rich and everyone loves me so. I have such a high standard to uphold. I'm so glad I get the time to relax where I don't have to worry about being beautiful, blonde, and rich. I just am those things.
Didn't you two get married on a plantation?
What does that have to do with my beauty?
Nothing. I just wanted to remind everyone.
Thanks, Rye. Anyway, Ryan, who killed Justin and Haley?
Why are you asking me?
Because you know everything. You know how this episode ends, so hurry up and tell us so we can just get on with our lives.
Am I allowed to do that, Rye? Sure. Whatever, this episode is long enough, we can end it here. Okay, great. Norway killed Justin and Haley.
What? Why?
They called her out on having a fake accent and discovered her real name was Denise. So she killed them for disrespecting her.
What? Oh, wait. I've been calling her Denise and making fun of her accent this entire time.
That's why she's going to attempt to murder you right now.
What?
Ah!
What the hell? Rye, shoot her!
I didn't bring my gun. This is supposed to be a relaxing vacation. Sorry.
Army, attack!
As you wish, master.
Ah!
You guys never can just end an episode peacefully, can you?
Not a chance. We've jumped the shark so many times, it's basically Shark Week every time we put out an episode.
Of course it is.
Ryan, we need to go. I don't want to be here anymore.
God, I really hope the real Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively never see this.
Us too. So glad we can finally relax. You know, this is so nice.
I know. I still think we would have had more fun and less trouble at an indoor water park, but yeah, this is nice.
Oh, hang on. Tracy's calling me.
Oh my God, I completely forgot she was solving a murder with Squagalotch.
Hey, Tracy, is everything okay? Everything is great. We solved the murder nice and easy, but that's not all. Squagalotch hit a ring on the body and we're engaged.
Engaged? Isn't this like the third time you've met?
Well, when you know, you know. Oh, congrats, Tracy. Oh, but wait, how did Durkle Jeepser die? Who? Oh, yeah, the chess guy. Oh, turns out you were right. He died of boredom. Mm-hmm. Not even Taylor Swift and Beyonce being there could have saved him. Taylor was there?
Beyonce is a chess fan?
You betcha. Now, I gotta go plan a wedding. See y'all soon.
Bye, Tracy.
I'm not calling her mom. Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of Celebrity Whodunit. Don't forget that episodes premiere bi-weekly, and be sure to follow us on TikTok and Instagram at Celebrity Whodunit Pod.